All right, as far as the injuries go, Asamoah did not practice today with calf strain. Cummings didn't practice. Nico Johnson didn't practice. Getting better, but didn't practice. Be a struggle for him to make it to the game, but we'll try. Dexter's getting better, but he's still ill. Tony Moyaki has a fractured shoulder. He's had all the evaluation done. Doesn't need surgery. And then we'll just see time-wise. I mean, it's a broken bone. You guys know how long those normally take, so... that's where we're at there. And then Hemingway wasn't feeling well. He went off today, and so we took him in. He practiced probably three-quarters of the practice and then went in. So we're getting ourselves ready for the Packers. Everybody's getting ready to play. Haven't made any decisions on who's playing, who's not playing. Everybody got opportunities today to take a look at them, and that's the way we're going to go about it, and then we'll figure it out from that point.
So with Moyaki, then not an IR candidate.
Well, possibly. I mean, that's possible. But we got to sit down and evaluate. We just got all this back, so we're fresh off the press for you. Fresh off, so I haven't had a chance to get with John on that one.
Is Dexter likely to play on Thursday, or what's the nature of?
We're just going to see. He couldn't practice today, so we're just going to wait and see how he feels and go from there.
What is your goal normally in a fourth preseason game?
Well, I've done it all different ways. I've sat the ones, I've played the ones, I've for a series, I played them for a quarter. I've done it all. So, I mean, the main thing you want to do, though, in this, you asked me, the objective is to make sure with the guys that are remaining on this team that you get a good evaluation on the players. And so at the end of this thing, you're making the right moves that you feel are right for the Chiefs. So that's I'm not going to let that get in the way. I'm going to make sure that we get that accomplished the best we can.
At this point in time, do you feel there's still some guys that don't have enough on tape that are in camp that you need to look at some more?
Yeah, not necessarily on tape as much as just play time in the game. I've seen them in practice. I would like to see them crank it up with a little bit of extended play time, see how they do.
Are there some ones that you don't want to play that you are going to hold out?
Randy, I'll get into all that. I'm not quite there yet. I want the guys to come out and practice and get their practice work in and get something accomplished there. And they came out, they've worked hard the last 2 days, and so that was kind of where my focus was and still get them all ready for the Packers, as we go.
Coaches probably never get enough evaluation time, but how do you feel about this team now that you've had all this time, you're getting ready to wrap up this preseason?
Well, listen, do we have room to improve? Yeah, we got a ton of room to improve, but the guys have worked very hard to get where they're at right now. Their attitude's right, so it lends itself to being able to improve themselves. And so that's where we're at. But I like the attitude. I like what I've seen so far. But we got to keep working. We got a lot of work ahead of us.
Where does this team compare to the 3-13 team you took over in Philadelphia?
Listen, I had some great characters on that team. I've got some great characters on this team. So, and that's hard. I mean, that's a hard thing to compare. I'd have to probably tell you come February, where we're at and see how they do in the regular season games. I cheated and got 16 games with those guys before this question was asked. So I have zero with this crew. So,
all right.
Okay,
you.
Good.
Hey, Andy.